Hello, I'm Colleen Unima, the author of Suitcase to Success. As a co-author of the bestseller book, Strength, I was able to work with Kathy Ireland and other like-minded entrepreneurs with incredible backstories. As a trained voiceover professional, I would like to share a bit more about my story and what's coming next. When my parents handed me a suitcase when I turned 18, it wasn't out of exasperation. It was a symbolic launch into the world, backed by their trust and unwavering support. I grew up with four siblings, my sister being closest in age. We grew up in the break room of my parents' store, sneaking donuts, cleaning the coffee pot, mopping up the bathrooms. As youngsters, we played hide-and-seek amongst the boxes of inventory, and our extended family picnics were a mix of volleyball, golf, and long discourses about sales and the economy. After nearly 25 wonderful years as a teacher, I left it for an encore career in business ownership. What fun! But it did not happen without significant risk, amazing amount of planning, and support by my husband, my family, and community. When I reflect over the endeavors, there are five principles or continuities that rise to the top. That little decisions matter. Making good micro decisions over a long period of time really do matter. That anxiety is part of life, especially if you want to move forward and innovate or be successful. Sometimes you have to face obstacles with panache and simply move around them. Plan. Plan for success. Plan several different ways for your success. Plan your exit. Remember, this will not be a straight line. You have to plan for changes and pivots with creativity and confidence. Finally, it is up to you. It is you who has to live your values. Be responsible for your failures and your success. Acknowledge where your strength lies. I've always charged forward, backed by an unwavering faith in God. It's not that I see the world through rose-colored glasses, but rather through the lens of faith. When the troubles come, and they come, they don't blow me off the course of my life of faith. I trust that I'm right where God wants me to be, learning exactly the lesson I am meant to learn. I would like to share with you my next book project. Remember my big family? Well, as a youngster, my mother, aunts, and then my brothers would tell us Frederick and Sally stories. These were retellings of stories Mom and her sisters heard as youngsters growing up in South Dakota. I would lay in bed, listening to the rain and my brother telling us a Frederick and Sally story that Mom had told him years before. I could visualize little Frederick and Sally having adventures, pioneering in the vast plains of South Dakota. The stories were rich in place and time and emotion. Such beautiful stories for a young child to fall asleep by. Frederick and Sally are coming to life again. I am writing down these stories for all children to embrace, identify with, and dream about. Each story is an adventure with emotions and feelings of a young child secure in the love of family and God. Let me share a few lines from one of my favorites, called The Button Box. Sally could hardly eat breakfast. She was so excited to go to Auntie's house. She was old enough to walk there all by herself. But she knew Mother would send Frederick too. That was okay. Frederick was good fun, and he could help with the outside chores. Sally wanted to stay inside and be with Auntie. She knew Auntie loved to sew, and she hoped she would sew today. Mother and Father were going to Uncle's house to help with chores and the new baby. Mother and Father would take Big Ben and pick them up at supper time. Sally practically ran and skipped the entire way to Auntie's cabin. She didn't even stop to throw sticks off the bridge. Frederick lollygagged for a bit, but then caught up to Sally as she approached the porch steps. Sally had no more than put her foot on the step, and the white door opened with a rush, and Auntie came out with a loud, "There you are!" Sally fell into her arms. She could detect the faint smell of cinnamon. Frederick could smell something sweet and delicious, too, wafting out the open door. The story continues. Auntie said she had a surprise for Sally. Next to the table between the two windows stood a large armoire. It was a very large piece of furniture. She explained to Sally that it had been a gift from her late husband on their wedding day. It had traveled from the old country across the ocean, eventually with them when they settled in Iowa, and now she had it here in Joubert. Sally could tell it was special to Auntie. And it wasn't just any cabinet. It had curved feet and two very tall doors that were curved at the top. It was very fancy. Auntie opened up the doors, and it took Sally's breath away. Every shelf, every drawer, there were even drawers behind the cupboard doors, were stuffed with fabric, bright ribbons, boxes of threads, and there was even a cake tin full of colored buttons. Auntie showed Sally the cake tin, took off the lid, and let her run her fingers through the buttons. Sally was certain these were the prettiest buttons she had ever seen. The button cards at the general store were either black or white. These buttons were red, blue, brown, big, small. Some were even made of wood. Auntie set the tin down on the table. Well, it doesn't all go smoothly after that. You will just have to wait until these family stories are published. Thank you for buying our book and listening to my story. God bless.